The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Kisisa. In this week's parasha, we have towards the end of Perek Lama Aleph, in Pasuk Tazayin and Yud Zayin, Pesukim about Shabbos, that many people, probably most people, have the minhag to say by Kiddush Shabbos Day. Shomru v'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, la'aseh sa Shabbos, l'deroysam b'ris olam. Beini v'im b'nei Yisrael, oisi l'olam, kishesh yisrael m'osa Hashem as Hashemayim as Haoretz, v'yim ashvi shavas v'ayinofash. Pesukim that talk about Shabbos. These psukim are said Shabbos day by Kiddush by many people. Some people say these psukim, other people say psukim of Zohar, Siyam HaShabbos, Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoy, and many of the minhag to say all these psukim Shabbos day by Kiddush. The halacha is brought down in some Reish Pei Tes, the halachas of Kiddush and the Suda of Shabbos day. And there, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's various minhagim. Some people say V'shomru, some people say Zohar, Tovei Katsheyu. And Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh b'hamoin, there are people from the Hamoin Am, from the general populace of Klai Yisrael, they start for Alkein Berach. The Alkein Berach, Hashem is Yom HaShabbos v'ayikacheyu. And Mishnah Berurah says, Shaloi gedinu, it's wrong. To kol p'sukah de loy paske moisha anan l'peskinon. That we're not allowed to break up a pasuk on our own. The way the pasuk is set up in the Torah, that's how we read the psukim. But to take half a pasuk, start in the middle, and just say the second half of the pasuk, and not the whole pasuk, Mishnah Berurah says, not acceptable. So one could say all the psukim of Hashomer and Zohar. One could say some of the psukim. Everyone should do according to their minute. But just to say Alkein without the rest, Mishnah Berurah says, is not acceptable. It's something that Hamoin does. Now the Ara of the Pesukim would disagree with this, and they say that those who start with Alkein, it is a legitimate minute, and they do have the right to follow their minute. The Ara HaShulchan over here, in Siman Reish Pei Tes, says that there are people who before Kiddush said psukim Zohar Siyam HaShabbos, v'yesh maschon Alkein Berach. There are those who start with Alkein Berach. And he says, imkiu be'emtza pasuk. Even though it's the Emtzah Pasuk, it's the middle of the Pasuk, and typically one would not start in the middle of the Pasuk. He says, the Ein Kav Anosim LaHafsik El LaHaktim Dvarim. Ein Kav Anosim LaPasuk El LaHaktim Dvarim. They're not trying to say a whole Pasuk. We're not trying to learn Limud Torah and Sipsukim here. Rather, it's when we mock them something, instead of just going straight to the Brocha Bari Priya Gofen, which is the Kiddush of Shabbos Day, the people want to start first with HaKdomah, we mock them to preface it, to introduce it with Pesukim about Shabbos, or something about Shabbos. But it's not for the pasuk, it's not for the learning that they're doing it, it's just to introduce it with something about Shabbos, to say something about Shabbos. And since they're not doing it in terms of learning the pasuk, just to mention it as HaKdomas Dvarim, as introduction to the Kiddush of Shabbos, therefore the Aruch HaShulchan feels that it's acceptable, and those who have this minute to just start from Alkein and not say the whole pasuk from the beginning, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is a legitimate minhag. So each person should do according to their minhag. The Kiddush of Shabbos day is referred to as Kedusha Rabba, and the Mishnah Berurah, really all the Pesukim, generally say it's Lashon Sagi Nor. It's a nice way of saying something nice about something which is not really as positive. Really, the main Kiddush is the Kiddush of Friday night. Although Kavod Yom Adif, if someone has to choose between having something Choshev to serve Friday night or serving them a Choshev of food Shabbos day, if they could work it out with the cooking, they should try to do a Shabbos day. But in terms of the Kiddush of Friday night is more significant. That's the main Kiddush, where Mekadosh Shabbos B'Kisosa on the way into Shabbos. And the Kiddush Shabbos day is of lesser chashivas, and it's referred to as Kedusha Rabbah, as the big Kiddush, Lashon Sagi Nor. Same way a blind person is referred to in a nice way as a Sagi Nor, someone who could see very well, because really he cannot see at all. So to say nicely, we don't say he's a person who has a bad eyesight, who cannot see. We say Sagi Nor, which means in Aramis, in Aramaic, they could see well. So the Kiddush of Shabbos Day is referred to as Kedusha Rabbah. There are other pshatim, why Kiddush Shabbos Day is referred to as Kedusha Rabbah, but this is a standard reason why it's called Kedusha Rabbah. The whole Kiddush really is just the Brocha Bari Priya Gofen, but the minhag of most is to be makdim to deduce it with some psukim that we just mentioned that refer to the Indian of Shabbos. It's a minhag that somebody does not say a psukim and just makes the Brocha Bari Priya Gofen, he is Yetza, the mitzvah of Kiddush. So much so the Pesukim explain that Friday night, if someone does not have yayin, they do not have wine or grapes just to make Kiddush on, so there the halacha is to make Kiddush on Pas, on the Chala, on the Lechemishna they're using for a Maitzi. Instead of saying, playing the bracha of a mitzi, they say a mitzi, They need to say Vayechulu, and say Hamoitzi, and say the Nusach of Kiddush, and the Yetzah Mitzvah Kiddush with challah, with pas, with bread. Preferably, obviously, one is supposed to do with yain, but someone does not have yain available for our night, he can use the challah of Lacha Mishnah and make Hamoitzi, and say Kiddush on that. And one would not use Chamar Medina, one would not use other drinks for Friday night Kiddush, if he did not have yain. However, Shabbos day, if someone does not have yain, they would use Chamar Medina. They would use another chashuva drink, which we'll talk about soon what that is, for Kiddush Shabbos day. And they would not use pas, they would not use the challah of the Suda, the challah of Lacha Mishnah. And the reason for this is, because Friday night, if someone uses the challah for the Lacha Mishnah, and they use that for the Kiddush, it's still clear that they're doing something special for Kiddush, because they're saying the whole bracha that we say, actually, the whole bracha we say about Kiddush Friday night. As opposed to when Shabbos day, the psukim are really just a minute. Really, the whole Kiddush is the bracha of Boi Priya Gofen. So if somebody would do it on the challah that anyway have to have for Shabbos now, so they didn't do anything extra, anything special. It's not at all shown that they're doing something for Kiddush. They wash from Mitzvah, they make the bracha Mitzvah Lachem and Aretz. How does it show that's for Kiddush? And therefore, the halacha is by Shabbos day, that if somebody does not have yayin, they do not have wine, grape juice, or champagne to make Kiddush on, or rather they have to do it on something else, they should do it on Chamar Medina. They should do it on another chashuva drink, which they're drinking now special, making a bracha on it special for the mitzvah of Kiddush. And they should not rely on the challah they're going to have by the Suda. If one does not have Chamar Medina, so then they'll use the challah from the Suda. There's no choice if they can't make Kiddush, so they'll have to eat something anyway, they'll have to have their Suda. So they can have in mind, but they might see the Suda, and this should also be for Kiddush. But generally, even if someone does not have yain, they have access to Chamar Medina, and Shabbos day, they would use Chamar Medina for Kiddush, not rely on the lechem, on the challah of Hamotzi, because we want to do something special for Kiddush of Shabbos day. So what qualifies for Chamar Medina? So it's generally accepted that anything that's a chosh of a drink, or Moshe writes in the Tshuva, Negris Moshe, a drink that someone, if someone will come to you, you'd mechabed them, it's a chosh of a drink that you give them with, not just a cup of soda, so to speak, what it seems he's trying to say. So what's a chosh of a drink that you would serve somebody? So it was accepted over the years in Europe to use beer, to use sheikha for Chamar Medina. Here in America, beer is not as common. Places can still say that one could use beer for Chamar Medina. It does not lose its status. But there are other things that are more typically used, such as coffee or tea, hot coffee, hot tea. If someone's using coffee or tea for Chamar Medina for Kiddush, so then they have to make sure that they drink enough of it in the right shear. In other words, besides making the Kiddush, making the bracha, preferably saying the psukim if that's the minute, and then saying the bracha, when they drink, they cannot just drink a drop. Drinking a drop is not enough. They have to drink rov revius, most of a revius, during the time it's shtias revius. So that means that they should drink, right away they should drink most of a revius. How much is a revius? So a revius, typically for a drabon de gedin, like this, we'll assume is about 3 or 4 fluid ounces. So that means they should drink at least 1.5 to 2 fluid ounces right away after they make the bracha. Some places can say it's a matter of seconds. They really have to drink it right away. At other places, like Madaik in the Aruch HaShulchan, in a different place, in Hilchos Brichos HaPeiros, they have up to a minute. So at least the person should make sure to drink 1.5 to 2 fluid ounces within a minute's time after making the brach of Kiddush. So by someone making typical Kiddush on wine or grape juice is not a challenge. But someone's using hot coffee or tea, they have to make sure the coffee or tea is not too hot. They should manage to get down 1.5 to 2 fluid ounces within the first few seconds, or at least within the first minute. And this way, they're yates in the midst of Kiddush, because they drank most of the revius within the Kadesh Diyas revius, within the amount of time it takes typically to drink a revius. So the coffee should not be too hot, but it also should not be too cold, because the coffee or tea cools off to the point that someone who wants to have a good cup of coffee or tea would not drink this. So then it's also no longer considered Chamar Medina at that point, because it's not a chosh of a drink. It's a drink that nobody typically would be willing to drink. So it's a little bit of a delicate balance that should be the right temperature at the right time. In today's day and age, iced coffee has become accepted as a chosher drink. People even go out, they go out to have an iced coffee together. There's fancy names for it and fancy types. So therefore, any iced coffee, even one that will mix in their own house, one that buys in a small carton in the store, the iced coffees, that would have the status of Chamar Medina, according to many Peskim. And therefore, you have a solution that somebody does not have yayin, they do not have wine or grape juice to make Kiddush on, and that's Boi Priya Gofen, so they could use iced coffee for Kiddush, and this way it would not be challenging to have that 1.5 to 2 fluid ounces within the right amount of time. That's the halacha of how one makes Kiddush itself. Now, sometimes there's a person who they can't drink yain for either for a medical reason, or you have a person who their situation is such, they get nauseous from it, And it's hard for them to drink the yain. They're afraid they're going to throw up. They're going to vomit. It's not practical for them to drink the yain, the wine or the grapes juice. So that's another reason. That's another case where Chamar Medina could be used as a substitute. So be a hot coffee or tea or iced coffee. I don't believe that iced tea has become accepted as a form of Chamar Medina. Iced tea is more like a soft drink. It's sold in bottles in the way it's sold, more like soda, and that's something that's not accepted as a chash of a drink of Chamar Medina. However, iced coffee, I think many places can accept today already as a chash of a drink, and it could be used as Chamar Medina for Kiddush for somebody who does not have, yain. Now, typically, one is not allowed to eat and drink before he makes Kiddush in the morning, and can't eat, nor can one drink before one makes Kiddush. But halach is that before someone davens shachris in the morning, on any day, they're allowed to drink water, or they're even allowed to drink other drinks if they need that to help them concentrate with davening. So water for sure. If you look in the halachas nuchas tefillah, under certain circumstances, one could drink coffee as well. And that's become accepted that many people drink a coffee or something like that before they daven shachris in order to help them make it through davening, in order to help that they should be able to daven properly, to daven like a mensch, they have such a heter. And water certainly one is allowed to drink before shachris. Now, typically, before one makes Kiddush, one cannot eat or drink anything. They can't even drink water. However, Shabbos morning, before one davens shachris, one could drink water. And if they are somebody who's allowed to drink coffee, in order to help them concentrate properly by davening, they could drink their coffee as well. And the reason is because the chiyuv of Kiddush did not come upon them yet. They do not have the chiyuv of Kiddush. Why did the chiyuv of Kiddush not come upon them yet? Because the halacha, the Kiddush has to be b'makom suda. Kiddush b'makom suda. You can't just make Kiddush and that's it and then move on. Well, it makes Kiddush, they have to have a suda right away. Suda typically means like a Shabbos suda, washing for mitzi. They accept the practice, b'semech ha'paiskim, for sure Shabbos day, b'semech ha'paiskim, they hold that having pasul b'kistin, having cake or something like that, could also be enough for suda for Kiddush b'makom suda. Now, before shachris, one can't have suda. They can't eat before shachris. And since they cannot eat before shachris, they can't make kiddush even if they wanted to, because kiddush has to be b'makom suda, together with some level of suda, and they can't have suda before shachris. So since they can't have suda, it's not possible for them to make kiddush, do kiddush probably b'makom suda. And therefore, one cannot make kiddush at all. And therefore, the halacha is that the chi of kiddush is not incumbent upon the person. It was not chal, did not take effect on the person yet before he davened shachris. And therefore, before one davened shachris Shabbos morning, they could drink water. And if there's somebody who's allowed to drink coffee to help them concentrate by davening, they could drink coffee as well. And this is because since Kiddush b'makom suda is not possible for them yet, so therefore Kiddush is not possible yet, and therefore the chi of Kiddush did not come onto them yet. And based on this, the halacha is, the Bir Halacha talks about over here, this is Reish Beites, that if you have somebody who has a heter to eat and drink before shachris, let's say for medical reasons, they have to eat and drink right away in the morning. So really, the halacha is they should make Kiddush. They should make Kiddush then. And this way they can have Kiddush b'makom suda properly first thing in the morning. That's the proper thing for somebody to do. Now, the question is, women, their chiyuv of davening is not the same level of a chiyuv of davening that a man has. So a man is allowed to drink before shachris, whatever he's allowed to drink. And on Shabbos morning also he could drink before shachris, because the chiyuv Kiddush did not come on to him yet. The chiyuv Kiddush did not come on to him yet, because he can't make Kiddush yet, because he can't have Kiddush b'makom suda before he davens shachris. Now what about women? Women, the chiyuv of davening is not the same level of a chiyuv that a man has to daven every day. So on Shabbos morning, could they drink before they daven? Or do we say they're mechuyev in Kiddush right away? Why would they be mechuyev to make Kiddush right away before they drink anything? Because really the halacha is that before one makes Kiddush, cannot drink at all. The man is allowed to drink. The chiyuv Kiddush did not come onto him yet, because he can't make Kiddush, because he can't have Kiddush b'makom suda. The lady technically could have Kiddush b'makom suda at that point. She could have Kiddush b'makom suda, and she'll daven afterwards, because her chiyuv davening is not as strong. So this really depends on how you view the chiyuv of a lady to daven. So Shmir Shabbos Kochosa, he says that a lady who every day she doesn't eat until after she davens, so she could drink before she davens on Shabbos morning. Because since she took on the chiyuv tefillah, the full-fledged, to the point that on a regular day she does not eat before davening, so by her the chiyuv kiddush did not take effect yet until she davens. The chiyuv kiddush did not take effect since she never eats for davening, so she can't eat. So she cannot have Kiddush b'makom suda. She's effectively like a man for this halacha. And therefore she could drink before she davens. Because since she does not have the option of Kiddush b'makom suda, she does not have the option of Kiddush. The chiyuv of Kiddush was not chal on her, did not take effect on her. As opposed to a woman who on a regular morning, she does eat before she davens, or she doesn't have all of time for the full davening. She says just a bakasha. Everyone agrees that ladies mechuyev to say some sort of bakasha, some sort of a short tefillah every day. So when she says a short tefillah, she eats on a regular day. So then, once she says her short tefillah, her short bakasha on Shabbos morning, at that point she would not be allowed to drink anything, since at that point the chiyuv kiddush is chal on her. Because since on a regular day, a regular weekday, she would eat now, so let her make kiddush. Let her make kiddush. Have kiddush b'makom suda. Whatever she's going to use for kiddush b'makom suda, whether she's going to washer mitzi are probably less likely. Probably what's more likely, shav pasul v'kistan, shav cake or some of that cake, pretzels, crackers for kiddush mag mesuda. Technically, one is stuck in kiddush mag mesuda, and it's not an option for them, or it's not practical for them to have even possible v'kistan, to have the cake, the pretzels, or the crackers, so they could drink a full revius of yain, a full revius of wine, or in the case of the lady, more likely it'll be a full revius of grape juice, and with that they can be eating kiddush mag mesuda. If the lady is making kiddush on chamar medina, on a coffee, tea, or an iced coffee, so then drinking a full revius of it, drinking the full 3 or 4 fluid ounces, will not help her for kiddush mag mesuda. Rather, besides having enough to be considered kiddush, besides drinking 1.5 to 2 fluid ounces out of the 3 or 4 fluid ounces in the cup, she'll also have to eat something that qualifies for kiddush mag mesuda. The cake, the crackers, something like that. Rav Moshe says a chiddush in the tshuva in Arachayim. Shalos tshuva sikus Moshe Arachayim chilek dalad simukaf aluf simukat and beis. Rav Moshe really holds that ladies, even the ladies of daven, they did not take on the issur of eating before davening. They took on the daven, many ladies, but the issur of achilo before they daven, the issur to eat before they daven, they did not take on. And therefore, according to Rav Moshe, it should really come out the lady who gets up in the morning, even if she davens every day, she should have to make kiddush before she even drinks anything, because by her it is possible kiddush mag mesuda the first thing in the morning, because she eats before she davens. Because ladies, even those who daven, Rav Moshe says that much, they do not take on the issur of eating before davening, and they do eat before davening. Once they do eat before davening, she can make kiddush as soon as she gets up Shabbos morning. However, Rav Moshe says a kiddush for a married woman. He says a married woman, her chiyuv kiddush did not come on when she wakes up in the morning, because since she eats her suda together with her husband, on the contrary, she should be eating her suda yet. She's meshuvah with her husband to have the suda together with him. Her man's suda did not come yet. Until her husband finishes davening Shabbos morning, and he's not ready for his suda, his man's suda didn't start. So her man's suda did not start either. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that these ladies are not mechuyev in kiddush, and therefore there's room for them to eat or drink before kiddush, because the chiyuv kiddush did not come on to them yet, because kiddush is done by malkav suda, like we said, and her man's suda does not come on until her husband finishes davening. This is obviously a shaila that everyone, even someone, a married lady, should ask their own rav. There's a kiddush for a moshe that the chiyuv kiddush for a lady does not come on until her husband finishes davening. Now, we're talking about the issur of eating before kiddush, or even drinking before kiddush, possibly, depending on the circumstances. The person who's weak, a cholish, a weak person, the Mishnah Berurah says, is allowed to eat before kiddush when they need it. So sometimes our conversation that we're having right now about the woman eating before she davens, not eating before she davens, eating before kiddush, drinking, not drinking, is a moot point, because if her condition is such, the reason why she wants to eat a drink now is because she's weak, she's schwach, and it's hard for her to continue. Very often, that might be a case, especially by a woman during pregnancy, or a woman who's a nursing mother. So then, she'll ultimately be allowed to eat before kiddush. Now, definitely the right thing for her to do, if she could make kiddush, is make her own kiddush. Whether she do it on yain, or if she can't do it on yain, she'll do it on chamar medina, and try to have kiddush among mesuda. However, ultimately, if she's not able to do it, whether she can't handle the yain or the chamar medina doesn't work out for her, none of the things are practical. At the end of the day, if she's stuck, we will allow her to eat before kiddush because she's a chalush, she's a chalusha, she's a person who's weak. So though we said that the women also are included typically in the halacha of not eating before kiddush, unless you go to Moshe's kiddush, that the for married women, the chiyuv kiddush did not come on yet, but till the husband finishes davening. But putting that aside, typically for a woman, they do have the issur of eating and drinking before kiddush, and therefore if they want to eat and drink, they have to make kiddush at that point. Drinking before she davens, maybe, depending on the circumstance, depending how you hold, maybe that lady can get away with, but eating definitely not. And even drinking before she davens is also questionable depending on her circumstances, if she has the heter of drinking before davening. But altogether, if it's too hard for her and she can't make kiddush because she's too weak, or her medical situation is such that it's hard for her, she would have the heter of a cholish, a chlusha, a weak man or woman, that she would be allowed to eat before kiddush. Now there are people who are noig Shabbos day to make kiddush on schnapps, because they feel that schnapps, the place referred to as yain sarif, it's a schnapps, they feel that's considered chamar medina, and that retains the status that chamar medina had in Europe, retains the status today, same way most are samech that beer retains, sheikhah retains the status of chamar medina nowadays. So, somebody's making kiddush on schnapps Shabbos day, according to most poskim, they have to have the regular shir, which means there has to be revius, 3 or 4 fluid ounces in the cup, in the becher, and they have to drink revius, which means they have to drink at least 1.5 to 2 fluid ounces of that in the kadesh tiyus revius, which would be, let's say, up to a minute's time. That's something to be aware of. The fact that using schnapps, which is typically drunk in small increments and does not necessarily, or according to the Pashtus and the Paiskim, does not potter them from drinking the full amount. There has to be a revius there, and they have to drink most of the revius. Now, another halacha to be aware of is that very often people make kiddush, so Shabbos day, so rather than washing to have the suda right away, they have a possible kistan, they have mezonis then, and that we're semichon, especially Shabbos day, we're semichon that we rely on that, and that's considered kiddush among the suda. Then while they're having their cake or whatever they're eating, they also want to take a drink. So there's a halacha that somebody who drinks a revius of wine, it's negev for the person to make kiddush. The very likely he drank a full revius of wine, a revius of yain, that pardons him from making a brach on other drinks. In other words, the boy pir gofen he makes will absolve him of making a shahakel, and the al gefen that he's going to make afterwards, at the end, will absolve him, will pardon him from making a brin afashis. So, if that's the case, so then he should not make a shahakel and drink, and should not make a brin afashis after he finishes eating and drinking. Rather, he should make one big al michya for al gefen, and that will pardon up everything he ate and drank. Well, if someone did not drink a revius of yain, they drank a roi revius, otherwise the fruit is moi lugmov, so that's a suffix if he's potter from the bracha on other drinks. The biolocha even has a tzad, not legabi bracha chreina, but rather legabi bracha rishaina, even someone drank a drop of yain, somebody who was yetz a kiddush with the makadish, but he did not drink a roi revius, and someone did not drink a revius, he only drank a little bit that was poured over for him, that could be even that, potter's one for making a shahakal on other drinks. It definitely does not absolve him, does not pardon him from bringing the fashas at the end of other drinks, because a drop of wine is not mechuyev in bracha chreina. It's not in the conversation about bracha chreina. In terms of bracha rishaina, since a little bit of food or drink does require one bracha rishaina, and he did have a little bit of yain, so it could be the boy pregofen that was yetsa on a little bit of yain from the mekadesh, could be that pardons him from making a shahak on his drink. So that's something someone should ask their own shiloh. If they were yetsa, someone else's kiddush, they drank a little bit of wine, does that pardon them from making a, or how should they deal with that? Could they make shahakal on other drinks now, or they should not make shahakal on other drinks? Maybe they should make sure to have a piece of herring or some solid food that shahakal. And this way they can make a shahakal before they take a drink, because it's possible, according to the Bialoch, it's possible that the little bit of wine that they drank, that pardon them from making shahakal on other drinks, and now they cannot make a shahakal on another drink. Or they could just not drink from the wine of Kiddush. Really, at Bialoch, according to most Peskin, it's good enough that the Makadish, the one who made Kiddush, he drinks from the yain, and everyone else is not to drink from it. There is a tzad out there, the Shabbos day, in order to be yetz with the kiddush of someone else, you have to drink a little bit of the yain, but the pashtus is not like that, and the pashtus is the one can be yetz with someone else, even without drinking from the wine. However, if one wants to do the, generally the chachilik thing, is to drink a little bit from the wine of the Makadish, or if it's chayshiv, those poskim hold that Shabbos day, maybe you have to drink a little bit of the wine, so preferably you should make shahakal on a solid food if you want to take a drink, because the bialocha does have a tzad that the boy very often on the little bit of wine that he drank does pater all the drinks, and therefore he would not be able to make a shahakal on all the drinks that he wants to drink afterwards.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.